2 Samuel, chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest all around from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. And it came to pass that night, that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Shall you build me a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places in which I have moved about with all the children of Israel spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, Why build you not me a house of cedar? Now therefore so shall you say unto my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. And when your days be fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your offspring after you, who shall proceed out of your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you, your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in, and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house, that you have brought me thus far? And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Lord God, but you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto you? For you, Lord God, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all these great things, to make your servant know them. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make himself a name, and to do for you great things and awesome, for your land, but for your people, whom you redeemed to yourself from Egypt, from the nations and their gods? For you have confirmed to yourself your people Israel to be a people unto you forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant, and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house, therefore has your servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto you. And now, O Lord God, you are that God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness unto your servant. Therefore now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you, for you, O Lord God, have spoken it, and with your blessing let the house of your servant be blessed forever.